Hi Canuck Cavaliers, welcome to the Chronicle of New Eden. I'm Dan Snod, co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, an alliance and wormhole. I'm also the co-host of the Canuck Cavaliers Chronicle. It's a weekly show about EVE's news every Tuesday at 2015 Eastern Time Zone. Today we're gonna talk about the political structure of the Galante. In the last episode, we learned that the Galante helped the Minmatar with their political structure. So I'm pretty sure it's gonna be almost the same with a touch of chaos and freedom, maybe? So are you ready to dive with me in this episode? Let's start it. Political structure. The Galante Federation is a representative democracy composed of several semi-autonomous states in a pluralistic union. On the federal level, the Federation is split into 62 districts, which are further subdivided into a number of sub-districts. These sub-districts may further encompass any number of individual governments composed of planet colonies, megalopolises, and other political entities. The most important governmental bodies of the Federation are the three branches, the executive, legislative, and judicial. Executive. The executive branch is headed by the president, an elected official who is responsible for overseeing the enforcement of the Federation's laws. A single term is 5 years, under recently adjusted federal law. A single president may serve a maximum of 2 terms. The president is often referred to as the most powerful individual in the Federation and is certainly its most visible personage. He is expected to represent the Federation both domestically and internationally, and must serve equally as a legislator, a diplomat, and a national symbol. Additionally, the President is Commander-in-Chief of the Federation Armed Forces, putting him in control of one of the largest militaries in the cluster. Such civilization oversight of the military is seen as a key component in ensuring the Federation adherences to its ideals and remains a free, liberal, democratic nation. The President has limited lawmaking powers. He is able to pass executive orders which pertain to the operation of the federal government as a whole. The President can also propose legislation to the Senate or member states, putting such proposal to public vote, but has no role in the deliberative process. He can also force deadlocked senatorial proposals to go to public vote in order to ensure important issues do not get bogged down in bureaucracy. The President can also veto bills passed by the Senate, sending them back to the potentially rework and vote on a second time. How much a standing President utilizes his legislative powers depends heavily on the current political climate. Only those presidents who are popular with the electorate are likely to have the political sway needed to be heavily influential in lawmaking. Suo Fuaritain, the previous president, was extremely engaged in lawmaking, proposing the legislation that allowed him to be elected to a second term. His successor, Jacques Rodin, has also utilized this ability to put laws to public vote. Legislative. The Federation Senate is the primary body of the Federation's legislative branch. The Senate is composed of 901 individual members who serve terms of 5 years. They are elect on a staggered cycle, with 100 new senators coming in each year. Each senator is elect in her sub-district by popular vote. A sub-district varies in size according to population and may be as large as an entire solar system or as small as a single planet. The number of sub-districts in a district is similarly determined by population, meaning some districts have fewer senators than others. A single senator is elected by the Senate itself to serve as head senator. The head senator acts as an arbiter and facilitator of the legislature's proceedings. The current head senator is Aluman Mays, who took over for the departmenting Mantas Blake. Mays has been far less active in attempting to set senatorial policy than Blake, who quite vocally directed proceedings. The Senate's primary responsibility is to create new laws and eliminate old ones, with an emphasis on projecting or protecting the ideals of the Federal Charter and the Constitution. Any senator can propose a bill, which typically passes through several stages and committees before being put forward for a vote. These committees are composed of senators with personal experience in a specific area of policy, such as internal security, international trade, or immigration. Depending on the nature of the bill, the Senate can either vote on it internally or put it in public referendum. The president or head senator can force any bill to be put to public vote. But this measure is rarely used. Instead, the Senate votes requiring a simple majority for proposed bills, or a two-thirds majority for amendments, or to overturn a presidential veto. Once a bill has been passed, it must be signed into law by the president. The Senate also set the annual federal budget and taxation. Senatorial committees have immense sway in determining the budget. Different committees exist to oversee every aspect of the federal administration, including the military and intelligence agencies. Wrangling over the finer points of budget can occupy much senatorial time. Judicial. The Supreme Court serves as the highest court in the Federation and is the head of the judicial branch. It comprises 13 justices, all appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. The justices serve for life, with the Chief Justice being the most senior. The primary concern of the Supreme Court is to interpret federal law. This typically implies hearing cases which are related to the conduct of member states, megacorporations, and other interstellar bodies. Most of these cases involve disputes between these entities, or ones which fall outside or transcend their jurisdictions. Though it reserves the right to hear appeals from any lesser court in the Federation, it surely does so, preferring to allow the high courts of the Federation's constituents to rule on cases which occur entirely with their jurisdiction. The Supreme Court can declare any law to be in violation of the Federal Charter or the Constitution, nullifying it completely. It never does this without a case challenging the law being brought before it, but these rulings are considered binding and cannot be overruled by either the President or the Senate. Member states. While not nearly as important in a cluster-wide sense as the four larger empires, To those with a keen interest in politics, the Federation's constituent governments can be far more fascinating than anything else in New Eden. While all governments under the umbrella must follow a few specific rules, like they must be democratized and have universal suffrage and slavery is forbidden, overall, they are allowed a great latitude in how they are run. The Jane Main, for instance, continue to have a caste-based society with a government almost completely dominated by the traditional ruling class. While they technically allowed anyone to run for office, cultural pressures keep the Sando rulers firmly in power. Appointed officials remain the men of the Sango caste, while the Jinko continue to work toward less prestigious ends happily, at least according to those who are asked or allowed to speak. Other unique variations, including one planet which requires all its governmental officials to be ordained members of some religion. Another where the government is selected by a lottery weighted by election results. And yet another where elected officials must be under the age of 30. Of course, these are the exceptions, tending to be viewed as rustic and even somewhat silly by the Federation at large. It is reasoned, however, that if anyone disapproves of living that way, they can easily relocate to somewhere with a government more to their liking. The majority of local governments in the Federation are much more aligned with the federal government than the fringe cases mentioned above, and the maneuvering between politicians as they attempt to garner votes can provide great theater. Because Federation voter turnout tends to be fairly low, as little as 10% in places, motivating the electorate by whatever means necessary is tantamount to victory. This can lead to some fairly underhanded campaigns where every last speck of dirt on a candidate's profile comes under the microscope. Federal Intelligence Office. Though not a part of the three branches of the Federation's government, the Federal Intelligence Office, or FIO, has played an important role in the government, particularly in more recent years. The FIO, led by former Senator Montas Blake and his special operatives known as the Black Eagles, is mandated with securing the safety of the Federation against traitors, terrorists, foreign agents, and other potential malcontents. The FIO is believed to have the most expansive spy network in the entire cluster, perhaps beaten out only by the JUV, though since very few have seen the JUV in nearly a decade, it is hard to say. The agency is rumored to have operative in all levels of foreign government. Secretaries for megacorporation CEOs, retainers for their heirs, and even assistants for tribal chieftains are all said to be on the payroll of the FIO. How much of this is true and how much paranoid fiction is up to debate. The Federation itself is a little elf, since by policy it always disavows any knowledge of spying on foreign governments. Officially, the FIO reports solely to the President and operates only with his blessing. However, in the time since Montas Blake has risen to power, it has acted with more and more autonomy. Some have claimed the Black Eagles are little more than a secret police, The Black Eagles, for their part, say they only work to protect the Federation itself. Whose vision of the Federation that is, exactly, remains in question. At the end of the day, the Galante way to do politics looks like what I know in the real world. Finding any information on social media to humiliate the other leaders. If they need to, they can also invent it, cause who cares if it's true. Having spy everywhere and finally trying to find any balance in this to make everything work. So next week gonna be about the culture and religion of the Galante. How everyone shine according their own individual way of living. See you next week, Canucan friends!